Bushun in dinwe magani dug, bishko benesia que indigo, mang indu dame, ga usus quajime cog and dunjaba, ga misqua waku cog ninda, Elaine Fleming nindishin akas. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, Benesi Akwe, and that's the name the universe knows me by. My clan is the Loon Clan, Mang Nindude, and I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, which is one of the bands of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Incorporated, which was incorporated under the 1934 Indian Reorganization Act. And I've been told that our constitution was originally approved in 1936. I live in Gamasqua Wako Kag, the place where there were red cedar trees. And that's my home. I was down in the cities to visit my city, my sister, this past weekend. Nishime Wawase Semakak. And I went down on a Saturday after the Tribal College powwow, and then I came back on Sunday because I needed to work Monday. And as I got into Gamasqua Wako Kag, all I could say was, this is my home, this is my home, this is my home. I'm so grateful for my home. And it is, because I traveled for almost 20 years after I left Cass Lake, but I always knew I would come home to my people and to my land, to our land. So welcome to History of Leech Lake. And so I'm going to share with you some more information and some of the stories from when everybody called me Gabe Benes, Forever Flying Bird. An ethnographic biography of Paul Peter Buffalo. So Paul Peter Buffalo, this ethnographic biography was written by Timothy G. Rolfs. He must have come to the reservation around 1965, and Paul Buffalo was watching him, and he was interested in our stories, this Timothy G. Rolfs. And Paul Buffalo, whose name is Gabe Benes, Forever Flying Bird, he talks about his mom. Right before she died, she had a dream, and she had told her son, Gabe Benes, about that dream. And she said that one day someone would come to write about our people and our way of life. And she's told her son, Gabe Benes, and I've taught you those things, and so I want you to share your knowledge with them. And so Gabe Benes, also known as Paul Buffalo, he went up to Timothy G. Rolfs, and he established a relationship with him, and they spent a long time, many years, sharing, recording his the knowledge of Paul Peter Buffalo. So, Gabe Benes, Forever Flying Bird, Paul Peter Buffalo, he was born in 1900. And they weren't really quite sure of the exact day, but they said it was probably July 4th, 1900, because it was the day that the white people were crazily celebrating. And then he talks about being born in the summer months when it was warm, being a summer person. So in his writings about his early life at Leech Lake, he begins by saying, "Just then, when the priest was talking at my best friend's funeral, I was thinking about my mother." And his best friend, who her mother was actually the first white woman to ever move to Bina, and I don't have her name, but she was the first white woman to move to Bina, was the mother of Paul Peter Buffalo's best friend. And he was at his best friend's funeral thinking about his mother. And I know it's that time of year even for me, ni mama iban Dorothy Howard ish in a caso. She always shared this time of year that she didn't like the smell of lilacs because of all the people who died. And they would always bring lilacs to the funerals. And she was born in 1916, and that's right before that big flu pandemic. And so many of our people were dying during that time, that assimilation era in the early 1900s. We had been concentrated on the reservations, and we weren't able to fish and hunt and gather the way we had originally. And we'd become dependent on those annuities, which were never regular. So Gabe Benes, he thinks about his mother when he's at his best friend's funeral. And he says that when his mother was a little girl, about 10 or 12 years old, she was living at Leech Lake, and she was an orphan. She was from Onigam originally, and she was taken away from Onigam to go and live with some older Indian people who were staying by Five Mile Point. And they wanted her to stay with them because they wanted to train her in the Indian way of life, but they also wanted her to work for them. He says, those old people made her work. They made her do all the cooking, do all the washing, and do almost everything. I guess the old man's name was Neogabo. Two men standing. And then he says that he was a breed. But I had shared in an earlier show when I was talking about our children from the Onigam and Old Agency area and how they were sent off to school, and how during their vacation time when they were attending those non-reservation schools like Pipestone and Flandreau, that people would be riding home, either their parents or their guardians would be riding to the schools to tell the school officials to send them home during vacation because they needed to help out. And sometimes they would be guardians because the children's parents had died while they were away at school. And so the children were very important to do work for people. They also say that the that when you were grandmother, and probably when your grandfather too, I guess that the oldest grandson was given to them so that that oldest grandson could help them and to do the many things that we can't do as we get older. Like we can't go out fishing or gathering berries like we used to. We can't go out racing as well as we used to. So the oldest grandson would be given to the grandparents to help them out. So Paul Peter Buffalo, he talks about his mother, and she had been an orphan, and she had been from Onigam, and then she had been taken care of by a family out on Five Mile Point, he said. He said that his mother was a little light-skinned, and she had a hard time with the old ones. They wanted her to work at washing and cooking. And anyhow, she worked too hard. Everybody told her, that's too hard of a work you do. It was too hard for her because she was only around 10 or 12 years old. And he said that these old people that took care of her were wealthy, but they were just making her do too much work, and eventually his mother would run away. She would leave them, and she would move and eventually end up in Bina. So Paul Peter Buffalo, Gabe Benes, he talks about how back in those days, and we're talking about the late 1800s, early 1900s, how people would travel around according to the seasons. And he says, my first father, my real father, was Jim Buffalo. And he came up the river from Ashland with a group of Indians from Wisconsin. That's where they came from. And they ended up in Cloquet by the Fond du Lac Reservation. And he said they had big powwows then, and they had a big gathering there up at the Fond du Lac Reservation. And the great chief, Bishiki, he spoke to all the chiefs. And here, Bishiki, he's very famous in our history, too. And he was from Madeline Island. And he was grandpa to Paul Peter Buffalo. He said he was a chief of a group of Ojibwe in Wisconsin. And so that was one of his relationships. But I'm going to continue to share with you more information about early life at Leech Lake. And it's from the writings about Gabe Benes. Miigwech bis and dawieg. Miigwech. Meet you.